Wisconsin Senate approves bill to expand online sports betting. The Wisconsin Senate voted to allow tribes to offer statewide mobile sports betting through operator partnerships. What the bill would change? The state Senate approved Assembly Bill 601 by a 21-12 margin, clearing the measure that would permit Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribes to partner with commercial sportsbook operators to offer online wagering across the state. Under the proposal, bets could be placed from anywhere in Wisconsin on mobile devices, so long as the electronic wagers are processed by servers located on tribal land. Until now, sports betting in Wisconsin has been limited to in-person play on tribal property. The Assembly had previously passed AB 601 in February, and the legislation now heads to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. The governor has not yet publicly committed to signing the bill, citing objections over whether all tribes have signed on to the plan. Supporters argue the bill modernizes the existing framework for tribal gaming without altering the compact structure that governs Class 3 gaming in the state. Proponents contend it will permit tribes to capture mobile revenue that currently flows to neighboring states and create new operating partnerships between tribes and established sportsbook operators. Legal mechanics in AB 601 emphasize tribal sovereignty by requiring the transactional server to remain on tribal land, a provision intended to preserve Federal Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, IGRA principles, while expanding access to retail-style online products. That architecture is similar to arrangements adopted in other states where tribal governments have sought to broaden their gaming footprint without ceding jurisdiction. A senior analyst at Eilers & Krejcik Gaming commented on the proposal, saying, "This bill is a pragmatic attempt to bridge tribal gaming authority with the commercial expertise of sportsbooks operators. By anchoring wagering infrastructure on tribal lands, Wisconsin is seeking a compromise that keeps tribes central to the business model while enabling consumers statewide to access mobile products. The real test will be how quickly tribes, operators, and the state can translate statute into a workable regulatory program and consumer protections." Tribal response and next steps. Tribal leaders have offered mixed reactions. Some tribal governments have publicly supported AB 601 as a route to capture revenue and support economic development, while others remain cautious, concerned about negotiating details, revenue splits, and regulatory oversight. Governor Evers has pointed to the lack of unanimous tribal endorsement as a key factor in his deliberations. Implementation would require several follow-up actions, even if the governor signs the bill. The Department of Administration and tribal partners would need to finalize technical rules and compliance standards, including age and location verification systems, responsible gambling safeguards, and server security requirements. Contractual partnerships between tribes and sportsbook operators would also be subject to negotiation and likely public scrutiny. Industry observers say timeline and market structure will depend on how quickly regulators publish implementing rules and whether the state or tribes impose specific tax or fee regimes. Tribes will want to ensure agreements protect long-term revenue and sovereignty, said a Wisconsin tribal official. At the same time, operators are looking for clarity on tax policy, liability, and timelines for going live. Legal challenges remain a possibility, particularly if dissenting tribes or rival operators argue the law undermines existing compacts or federal statutes. Stakeholders will also be watching how neighboring states respond, as interstate competition has historically influenced market designs in the U.S. sports betting sector. For now, attention turns to Governor Evers and how he balances the mixed tribal feedback with public concerns. Potential consumer and state economic benefits. If signed, AB 601 would mark a significant shift in Wisconsin's gambling landscape, moving the state from a retail-only model to a hybrid that aims to keep tribes at the center of any expansion while opening mobile access to residents statewide.